Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's worked hard in the offseason. I think he's looking for a bounce back, and we're expecting it. I think he's going to be back to his old Nick Castellanos self. And just the way he's taken batting practice, live BPs, the at-bats he's had so far in spring training, it looks like he's letting the ball travel. He's staying back and not going out and hunting the ball out in front too far. And he just looks good.
Well, he better be good. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Of course, Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
There it is. There it is.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Well, of course I'm good. We're one day away from baseball. Tomorrow,
yeah,
opening day.
Now.
We're ready. We're excited. A lot to do today. Kyle Newbeck, 1 hour from now on the Sixers, on Joel Embiid, the MVP race. And we'll get to a lot with the Eagles. Jeff Lurie spoke last evening out in Arizona. Some really interesting things he had to say about the NFL, about the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, and the future of this football team. We'll get that. But we started there with Rob Thompson, Hugh, talking about Nick Castellanos. And you know, we mentioned him a lot last Friday because we were there Thursday in Clearwater when Rhys Hoskins went down.
Yes.
And, you know, it's pretty clear some guys are going to have to step up now. They need more production from everybody to make up for the 30 or so home runs they lose from Rhys Hoskins. And, Hugh, I think the spotlight early in this season with no Bryce Harper, with no Rhys Hoskins, you look in the middle of the lineup, it's going to be Turner and Schwarber near the top, right? The middle, though, it's going to be on Nick Castellanos to bounce back. And Rob Thompson believes he's going to. And he better, because I'll just put it out there like this. He was awful last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he just was bad.
And what I heard, he had some good plays in the playoffs.
He did.
Yeah. But during the regular season, not so great.
But he was bad. I mean, like, for a guy that got a $100 million contract, only hit 13 home runs, to be below average in almost every category, to have his slugging percentage drop by 200 points, he was bad in his first year as a Philly. And, look, I have a lot of optimism for this team. I have a lot of optimism for this season. But I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm not convinced we're getting a bounce back out of Nick Castellanos. I am worried this guy is on the wrong side of his career, that the Phillies bought a player they thought was better than he is, and that he's going to continue to struggle. And maybe perhaps the city is too much for him. Hugh, I want to be optimistic. Maybe I could be convinced today, but I'm not feeling the Castellanos bounce back.
You know what? I am. And the one reason why I'll say this is because his act of selflessness and offering to play first base. That, to me, feels like a guy who knows that, you know, he didn't have the best year mm-hmm. He didn't have one of his best years last year, and he wants to be a part of this team. You know, the fact that there was a lot of talk about how, you know, he didn't like the fact that people knew where he lived and all this other good stuff. I think that he kind of gets it now, being here in Philadelphia, and I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Anytime you're willing to play a position that you're not that comfortable in playing and going out and telling people that you're willing to do that, that to me says that you've bought into the concept of team and you want to do everything that you possibly can to help get this team back to where they were last year, and that's the World Series.
Well, you know, perhaps he is more comfortable. He talked about that. Here's Castellanos talking about why 2023 will be better. It was pretty clear last year he wasn't comfortable. I mean, Hugh just mentioned it. He was upset that people knew he bought Ben Simmons' house, which is just like, dude, like, no one really cares where you live. But this stuff bothered him. Here's Castellanos recently talking about why he thinks, you know, he's just more comfortable now.
Just prepared, I'd say, is the biggest thing. You know, like, I've seen all of your guys' faces pretty much before. You know, I know now my teammates. I know the staff. I know where I'm living. Just little things, I guess, that matter to me, right? Like,
comfort.
Exactly. You know, like, my wife calls me a control freak. So does my family. And maybe there's a little bit of truth in that, but I'm working on it. But I'm excited for this year.
Well, and Hugh, we've talked about it before with you when you went down to Jacksonville. Sometimes going to a new city that first year, it could be jarring, right? Like,
yeah.
new place, new routine, new house. Like, I understand that's part of it. But part of me wonders and worries that he's a little bit of an excuse maker. Like, Kyle Schwarber had a new city last year, right? He stepped in, and you wouldn't have known he was in a new place. This guy, maybe he just got to feel comfortable. I hope.
You know what? It's like this, and this is the best way that I could, I'm going to do my best to try to describe it to you. Like, coming back to Philadelphia for me in January was a bit overwhelming. I'm not going to lie. Even though I played here, I hadn't been here and lived here in about, what, 8 years. Mm-hmm. So to get thrown into a situation where, you know, being a former Eagle, going into the Hall of Fame, being here every day and having that energy of being in a city that is in the throes of a playoff run, there's a lot going on, man. There was a lot of people in your face. There was a lot of excitement and everything. And for me, being in Atlanta and being as laid back as I had been for the last 8 years, that was a bit overwhelming. Like, it was some anxiety. And people would say, well, hey, man, what's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing's wrong. I'm not used to this, you know, and it took me a while to adjust to being back in the city because I knew what it was like, but I didn't remember what it was like. So it took me a little while to adjust, man. And there's something to be said about some guys like you talking about Kyle Schwarber coming into a situation like this, coming from where he came from and getting all that adulation. Like, he probably embraced that because that's something that he's probably never felt before in life. Some people don't know how to handle that. And for me personally, it took me a minute to adjust to that. It really, really did.
Well, adjustment is part of things. 215-592-9494. And Nick Castellanos has to adjust. He has to play better. Are you buying a bounce back here? So I think it was interesting. Dave Dombrowski's known this kid, or guy now. I mean, he's 30, whatever. He's 31 years old. But he's known Castellanos since he's drafted him when he was, you know, coming out of high school. Coming out of high school. He was a high school pick. And he drafted him all those years ago in Detroit. And this offseason, I thought it was interesting listening to Dombrowski talk about Castellanos, what went wrong, what he has to fix. Here was Dombrowski talking about a guy that, frankly, you know, he put himself out there for. They went over the luxury tax for this guy. It wasn't the Schwarber signing. It was this one that put them over. He thought he was a missing piece. Here's Dombrowski on a guy that he obviously still believes in.
One of his biggest problems, I mean, he has always been in a situation where he's not a real disciplined strike zone hitter. This year he was even worse in that regard. I'm not sure how much of it also was with dealing with all the adjustments that just come with signing with a new club, all the adjustment, new baby coming into the life in May, all of that. So there's no reason why he still should not hit with authority. He still drives the ball all over the place. He still has tremendous power. He's a hitter.
So a couple things there. I mean, he mentioned the stuff, the real life stuff, a baby moving. But he also mentioned, this is the truth, he's not a disciplined hitter, right? I'll just say this way. I don't think Nick Castellanos is a very smart hitter. I mean, I think he's talented, right? He can put the bat on the ball. He's got power. But I don't think he's very smart. I think pitchers have figured him out. Just throw the ball low and away, and this guy swings every time. I mean, he didn't hit a home run after, like, August 20th last year. They played until November, everybody. 215-592-9494. Are you buying a Castellanos bounce back? Kyle Quinn, what are you feeling on this? Because he's obviously a big part of what they're going to try to do this year.
Sure is. And for the sake of the Phillies, and more importantly for Hugh and I's fantasy
there
team.
There it is.
That's why you see I'm being so positive.
There
I,
it is.
I got to. I got to.
I hope so, man. But I got to be honest with the people. I can't do that yet, okay? My big thing with athletes in this town is you got to show me, right? You don't get the benefit of the doubt from me without having shown me. And Castellanos last year was quite possibly the most frustrating player to watch in the batter's box that I can remember in a long time. And I'll make the comparison that I made last week with Alec Bohm, because Alec Bohm last year showed me a desire and showed me a growth throughout the season. I haven't seen any of that from Castellanos yet. In fact, it almost seems the opposite from him, almost like there's a level of apathy coming from Nick Castellanos. And here's one thing that I thought we'd be getting from him. It's the fire. Like, do you remember, Joe, I'm sure you remember this, when he was with Cincinnati and he's like sliding hard into home plate and he's flexing on the catcher and like nearly incites a brawl? Like, where is that? I haven't seen any of that passion, any of that fire in Philadelphia. I just don't know where it is. And I thought Philly might be able to bring that out of him, but it's been the exact opposite. I mean, he's been really subdued. So there's just something to me about the attitude from Nick Castellanos. It just really bothers me. It turns me off from being so eager to believe that things are going to be different with him this year.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that it's going to be different because it needs to be. I think for him, you know, just listening to some of the things that he said, now granted, you guys got to see him a lot more than I did because I didn't get a chance to watch a whole lot of Phillies games last year. But I think that he's taking the right attitude going into this season. I think that he's adjusted fairly well. You know, like I said, it could be overwhelming for some people to be in a situation where all eyes are on you,
yep,
especially being somewhere where it probably wasn't that way. Listen, I say this all the time, man, and I try to tell people that being here in Philadelphia, this is one of the places that you play. I would say Philadelphia, maybe Kansas City, Pittsburgh. There's only a few places that you play where fans are passionate, as passionate about all of their sports teams. And this is one of those places. And for the simple fact that, you know, when I got here, the fact that people knew me when I jumped off the plane and hadn't played a down and was telling me about how we got to beat the Cowboys and things of that nature, that's some intense stuff. And if you're not used to that, it takes a while to adjust to that. It really does.
Well, it does. But here's also the truth. Some players don't. Some players are not built for this city. And I have questions on this guy. In his career before here, he played in Detroit. He played at Cincinnati. He played 10 minutes with the Cubs. And I know the Cubs were obviously a big deal in Chicago, and they had already won their World Series. But that's it. I mean, he played at Detroit and Cincinnati. That's been the most of his career. And look, you go back to last year, he wanted to go to Miami. He was upset. He thought the Marlins were going to sign him. He's from Miami. The Marlins were interested. Whatever reason, they didn't want to spend the money. And he kind of came here because it was the only team offering him a deal. 215-592-9494. Look, we've all wondered this since last year. Is Castellanos going to bounce back? Are you buying the Castellanos bounce back? Because quite frankly, the Phillies need it. You know, when Rob Thompson puts out his opening day lineup tomorrow, he's somewhere in the middle. I don't know where they're going to put him, 4, 5, 6. I mean, he's going to be somewhere in the middle of the lineup. The Phillies need a Castellanos bounce back. Are you buying it? 215-592-9494. One day from opening day, there's a lot of X factors with this Phillies team. But Hewitt, if this guy goes back to what he was even 2 years ago, the Phillies' offense is going to be ridiculous because 2 years ago, he hit .309 with 34 home runs. Like, he was one of baseball's best hitters. And then last year, he was one of the worst.
Yeah, especially when you're talking about a team right now that's going to be looking to make up 30-plus home runs, mm-hmm, that Reese Hoskins brought to the table, man. You're going to be counting on guys. You know, we talked about him. We talked about Alec Bohm. We're not trying to put it all on one person. But a couple people are going to have to step up and give us a little bit more until we get Bryce Harper back.
Well, it's for sure. They're going to have to. And when you look at Castellanos, he's the one everyone's going to look at.
He's money, making all the money.
Yeah.
And he had a rough year. And he's talking about making a bounce back. Totally.
I don't have a college degree. I hit baseballs.
Well, he didn't hit him last year. I know that. He didn't have either last year. It's going to be he's the one tomorrow. Like when the game starts and they're playing their first game tomorrow in Texas, he's the one my eyes are on because, you know, he's the one that has such a varying degree of what he could be. Like, Kyle, 2 years ago, I remember when the excitement when the Phillies signed him, because they already had landed Schwarber, and it was like, whoa. They also got a guy that hit .309 with 34 home runs. Like, you add him to this, and that guy, I mean, they signed Nick Castellanos, but Nick Castellanos didn't really show up last year.
No, he was not the Nick Castellanos that we thought we were paying for. I mean, I remember when they signed him, I was more excited about that acquisition than I was the Kyle Schwarber acquisition. And I mean, obviously it seems dumb in hindsight, but that was the kind of guy that I thought we were getting. And like I mentioned just a little bit ago, I thought he was going to bring sort of that passion, that fire, that enthusiasm. And I thought Philly would really take to this guy, but it's been the complete opposite. I mean, he's maddeningly frustrating and he just seems like he doesn't care.
Well, that's the part, Hugh, that I think just people can't wrap their mind around. Like, it's one thing to struggle. Players struggle sometimes.
Yeah.
It just seemed like he was out of it mentally the entire season. Again, it's almost impossible for a power hitter not to hit a home run from August until the end, through the World Series. Like, I don't know. What was this guy doing?
I don't know. I don't know this young man, but it sounds like he had a lot of stuff going on in his head. He was just not focused. He was not focused on what he needed to be focused on. He needed an offseason to try to figure it out, and it sounds like he's figured it out. But, you know, tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow's the day where you know you have to go out. It'd be good for him to get off to a great start. It'd be good for us, too, me and Kyle, if he got off to
a great start. Well, yeah, I mean, you guys are going to be all over it. I mean, this is going to be the Nick Castellanos show.
Castellanos, I'm pulling for you, man. Well, I am pulling for you.
That's a stupid question.
Yeah, I'm pulling for him too, but maybe not the first week because I'm going against you guys in fantasy.
I'm pulling for him.
Yeah, I'm maybe trying to avoid a loss.
He started last year hot, so.
He did. He hit a home run in the second game of the season.
He was like hitting .300 up until that Mets series.
Yeah,
I
know.
When he got hit in the hand.
Well, you excuses. Know. Well, there you go. See, now we're making excuses for the guy. Two.
Well, that's a fact, though. When he got hit in the hand, if you say he got hit in the hand,
he did.
I know, but I don't like that. That's a cop out.
So I mean, well, I think it's fair to bring up. He got hit in the hand, Hugh. That did happen. The other thing that happened was he had an oblique injury, in like late August, early September.
Those hurt.
Well, and he, and I thought this was a mistake on his part, but he wanted to get back to the lineup, he said, like late in the season. You know, he refused a rehab assignment, which veterans could do. They don't have to do it, right? Mm-hmm. So they wanted to send him for a few days down to the minors to get, you know, get his swing back before he came back. He said, no, I just want to come back. But he looked like he wasn't ready. I mean, that's it's part. I just feel like the guy made excuses for an entire year.
Well, it sounds like he's made some bad decisions, too.
Well,
as
that's...
far as, you know, made a couple bad decisions as far as his rehab was concerned.
Yeah, and defensively, not a good player, but he did make... The funny part is, everyone who said you when they signed him, good hitter, bad defender, he actually made his biggest impact in the playoffs on defense. He made some plays.
I saw some of the plays he made on defense.
Yeah, he did. He surprised me with those. 215-592-9494. Let's have the Castellanos discussion. We're one day away from opening day here. Are you buying a bounce back? Rob Thompson is. Dave Dombrowski, I think, is hoping for it. We've got you believing. Kyle doesn't believe him, though. He helped draft the guy in fantasy.
Yeah,
that guy. We need him. We need him. 215-592-9494. I'm not buying it. I'm concerned he can't handle the city, and pitchers have figured him out. Lenny's at Conshohocken. What's up, Lenny?
Lenny!
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen? How are you?
How you doing today, Lenny?
What's up, Lenny?
I'm doing great. Opening day should be another holiday. After the Super Bowl should be a holiday, and opening day should be a holiday.
I agree with that, Lenny. Can't wait for tomorrow.
I'm so pumped. So a lot of people, I guess, misinterpreted what we were actually going to get with Nick Castellanos. A lot of people saw his home run totals the year before and thought we were getting a home run hitter. Historically, Nick Castellanos has been a career extra base machine. If you look at the season last year, and we all agree he had a down year, he ranked 20th in all outfielders in Major League Baseball at doubles, and that was an awful year for him.
I mean, okay, yeah, I mean, but I understand your point, right? He's not your typical home run hitter, but he has for his career averaged about 66 extra base hits per season, and last year he had 40. Like, that's a big drop-off.
Absolutely, absolutely. I also think that you have to give him a little bit of leeway because if you look at the entirety of the year, one-third of the season, our entire team was off anyway under Girardi. So let's just see how it goes with Rob Thompson for the entirety of the year. I truly believe this guy is a professional hitter. One thing that I really think that people are underrating, and I understand we're putting a lot on Castellanos, is that our bullpen is so amazing. We are going to come out with five guys that are throwing 100 miles an hour. There's not going to be as much pressure on our offense to put up as many runs because our lineup is going to be our bullpen is going to be dominant. Boys, I'm pumped. Let's go, Phils.
Let's go,
Sixers. Let's go.
There we go, Lanny. Appreciate it. The last thing he said there, their pitching could be better. You know, their bullpen could be better. Their pitching should be pretty good with, obviously, Nolan Wheel at the top. They're still going to have to score runs. I mean, like, the runs are going to have to come from somewhere without Reese, without Bryce Harper for the first half of the year. Like, there's no way this guy could just hit, you know, like he did last year. It won't be good enough. He's got to be better.
Yeah, especially when you talk about that big hole in the lineup. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is going to be the case. I feel like he's probably not going to hit a whole bunch of home runs, but he's going to move runners. I think that with Trey Turner leading off, there's going to be some opportunities for people to be on base damn near all the time. That's what it kind of feels like to me with that guy leading off.
And that's a big deal, right? Like, you know, I don't need him to hit 40 home runs. In fact, he's never done that. He hit 34 the year before he got here, and other years it was more like 26, 27. But he better be over 20 home runs. And like you just mentioned, there's runners on base. He's got to knock them in. Tim is at Jenkintown. What's up, Tim?
Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, Tim. So I'm not buying it, the bounce back. I think he was a big fish in a small pond, did fine when the pressure wasn't on in Cincinnati, but he came here and he turned into a little fish. And you said he's not a smart hitter. I think he's just has no clue up there. I mean, how many times was he sitting 0-2 and thought he was going to see a strike? I mean, the guy just doesn't think, you know, and you're right, that low and away pitch, that's not going away. And it drove me crazy last year that Tomper didn't move him down the lineup, which essentially killed Harper because he had no protection from him.
Tim, so. I'm with you. And I think Tomper, continuity was really, you know, he wanted to kind of keep things the way they were because the team was rolling. But that drove me crazy, Tim, in the World Series. I'm like, you know, why? Harper's not going to get anything to hit from the Astros pitchers. They're just going to go after Castellanos.
Yeah, they got lucky in the San Diego series that they were throwing to him. But, you know, I put him down the lineup. I don't want him in RBI situations where he has to be disciplined. You know, let him get his – the other thing is the type of hits. Like, I disagree with Dombrowski. He said he was driving the ball. I didn't see that at all. I mean, his hits were like bloop mistakes the other way. He didn't drive the ball with power. I just didn't see anything that would encourage me to see a change this year.
Yeah, I agree, there were weak hits down the stretch of the season there. Yeah, and Hugh, that's gonna, you know, last year they kind of left him in the middle of the order and they were like, well, he's Nick Castellanos. If he doesn't hit well this year, I doubt they're gonna leave him in the middle of the order all season. He's got to hit.
Yeah, you know, the good thing about this lineup and the fact that you have all these potential hitters, you can start moving guys around, they're interchangeable pieces. And hopefully for his sake, he can get off to a good start, because if he doesn't, he's not going to be in that lineup somewhere. He's not going to be in there making it happen.
Well, I'll also throw this out there. I'll put it this way about him. He's got a half a season to hit. I'm telling you, when Bryce Harper comes back, I wouldn't guarantee Castellanos playing time. I don't care how much money they're paying him. Like, Jake Cave's hitting the cover off the ball in spring training.
That's where interchangeable stuff comes in.
Like, if they've got options, like...
But you can't put $100 million on the bench, though.
I'm trying to win games.
I understand what you're saying, but that's not that early. So you can't put that money on
the bench. You try to trade him, dangle him out there a little bit.
Maybe you'll do that, but you're not going to put that money on the bench.
It's not like he's earned a position in the lineup just based on his glove either, right? Like,
no.
He's a very replaceable player in the field and right now at the plate. And that caller, I think, made a great point about... Dombrowski talking about him driving the ball. I mean, his at-bats in the second half of last season I can't describe him as anything other but, like, feeble.
Ground ball to short.
I mean, he was pathetic.
Yeah, and even his doubles, because he did have some doubles, like, in the Padres series.
It's like bloops.
Well-placed down the left field line, and it's a double. This is a critical year for him. 215-592-9494. Are you buying the Nick Castellanos bounce back? It is crucial. Opening day tomorrow. The Phillies need this guy. Are you buying it? Yes or no? We'll discuss it all. Plus, it's time to revisit something that happened with Castellanos in the postseason last year. At the time, seemed pretty funny, but I'm not sure it is now. We'll discuss it. We'll play it for you. All kind of Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. It is the Midday Show on Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.